What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So, why do I always laugh?
You make me
I get
so
uncomfortable.
Nervous. I know.
That's like the, I laugh when I'm uncomfortable.
Yes, same. Like,
like
you can't do that.
It's even when I'm, I probably have laughed one time when we fought.
I can think of a very specific time in the office.
It's so, I just get so uncomfortable.
I do too. I do the same.
Oh, man.
Why are you so uncomfortable right now?
Well, because we have to break another announcement.
Another announcement. Yes.
So I sold the house.
Yay! Thank God.
Yes, thank God, because your husband was about to get
I mean,
fired
in so many ways.
Nick is my, obviously her husband, almost an ex-husband. Her husband is my realtor, and it sold.
It's so stressful, by the way.
Well, the market's so interesting.
Yeah. So interesting right now.
I mean, from watching Selling Sunset, I've just been, you know, like, because they've been talking about the market.
Oh, I love Selling Sunset.
Have you watched it all?
Yeah.
I have to, off air, I have to tell you a funny conversation that I had with one of the castmates. Texted me. But sorry, that was rude to you guys.
That was mean. I'll tell you later.
But yeah, so... Because it's like, it's just wild right now.
It is
Some things
wild.
Are selling, some things aren't. I'm not really worried about, like, because I know interest rates will always, they're always up and down. But
people
I think,
are stressing about interest rates, and it's like, don't stress so much about that and just, like, do world. Also, we got so used to them being so low. Those were not normal.
Yeah, it was, like, down to, like, what, 3?
Yeah, or even less, which is not what it's, you know, traditionally been, so.
Right. But, yeah, so that piece, I'm like... What I was getting worried about, I was like, I can't afford 2 mortgages.
Oh, no.
And then...
Who wants 2 mortgages?
The worst was we were doing like this walkthrough at the new house, and the builder was like, good news.
Oh, no.
He's like, I know I told you October, November. He's like, it's looking like August. And Nick goes, fuck.
He did say, he did come home and he was like, damn, builder told her August.
Yeah. And so... Now that I'm like a big Ted Lasso fan, I just, my Roy Kent impersonation, you have to watch it. I need you to watch it.
Okay.
It's going to be over. Oh, it's so sad. But yeah, he was just like, fuck. So I got a little worried. And I know we priced it high, but at the time, like things were just
at
like.
At the time, at everything the time, was going
people
really
were,
high.
Yeah. We had just missed that window though when we priced
true.
It high.
And no one really knew what was going to necessarily happen. Yeah.
Like someone in my neighborhood who did it like right at the right time. And theirs was like sold for more than what my house sold for now. And it's like theirs was less square footage. Yeah. Like not. But I was like, but I'm like, you know, at that time I didn't know I was building a new house.
Yeah.
Right. So, but anyways, yes, the house sold. We've been, it's been crazy because I thought I would have a lot of time to get out of the house, right? So like the new people coming in are just a wonderful couple. Like they're so sweet. And they're like, yeah, like stay, free rent for the month of June. Like just stay, take your time. We know you're a mama too. And I was like, cool, cool. Thank you. And then breaking news, I booked a movie.
Yay!
Yay! And so I have to leave. When does this air? Oh, I'm leaving today.
I'm leaving today. Yeah.
So I'm leaving today to go shoot a movie.
No stress.
And so, yeah. So I, you know, obviously, okay, rewind now a week where I'm at present time, present day. I have to pack the entire house. And you know me, like I'm like with my money. So I'm like, I'm going to pack it. I won't hire because I had someone come over. I was like, whoa, sticker shock. I'll pack it. Never mind. Psych. So I've been doing like that and it's been like kind of stressful, but also like so great because here's the deal. I went to therapy last week and remember in the beginning of the year, I don't think I spoke about it on the podcast, but I was like, I was depressed because everything was like a bubble above, like I couldn't touch it. I'm like, Amy, I feel like there's this and there's, you know, maybe this movie and like maybe this and like I don't know this and like the house and like all these like things and I'm like I can't pop it, I can't, it won't come down, you know what I mean? Like I'm like, and I just feel like I'm stuck and this is like the worst beginning of the new year. Like I'm happy, very happy in a relationship, that's great, kids are healthy, but I'm like work wise just stress wise with the house, I'm just like I don't understand, like nothing's moving. She's like, well, let me talk about seasons and everyone has like different seasons and all those things. This season has been breaking news.
This season. Is your season. This is
my, like all of a sudden it was like, it's here. Your season. And that's, but that has like helped me go, okay, truly it's just like, you're never, I'm never not going to work again.
Yeah.
I'm never, the house was never not going to sell, but it was truly like, it's never going to, I'm never working again. And I got into this really, I was depressed.
Yeah.
Like just like, no, it's not going to work. I'm just.
Well, maybe that'll help in the next season when it does slow down again.
So remind me.
Yeah. We'll come back to this podcast.
Yeah, because but I think it's like a good reminder that like you're not going to be stuck in that season forever.
Right.
Because, but I truly, but when you're in that season, you think you're stuck in that forever.
Yeah.
You're like, this is just what it's going to be like.
And especially with your career. I mean, it's just definitely lends itself to that situation. And it goes, it's, you know, it ebbs and flows. It's like, we're not very busy. We're not very busy. We're not very busy. To holy crap. Now we have so much
now
to do.
I gotta
right
move
now.
Out in a week and the household and I'm booking a movie and I'm gonna be gone for a month. And now I'm like, okay, the kids. Oh crap. Oh, and the, you know what I mean? Like it's like
lot.
All the moving pieces were like, and I thrive in that.
Yeah.
I don't thrive in the seasons of like,
yeah,
what's gonna happen.
Right.
But it's a good teaching moment.
Yeah. But I do think God teaches you in those moments for sure to sit, not try to control, be patient, all the things.
Yeah. So we did a whole thing in therapy about just kind of remembering that in that moment when it is a bad season. She's like, I'm keeping this letter when you're back in the season that we were depressed and whatever for you to read to know that like it's not the end. But yes. And that is, yeah. Because you just don't know. I'm like, I don't know if money's coming.
Right. I don't know. Get that.
Wow. Stephen Nickelbein. Like, I don't. Yeah. So. For the people that are in the season right now where things are slow and you don't know when something's coming, like you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your season's going to come.
Yeah.
So we've announced engagement.
Any like progress, like with on engagement? Like planning a wedding or like any of the things?
Well, you know.
Well, they don't. I mean, no, I am curious. Well, y'all could have talked about way more. I mean, I'm just curious. Like, are y'all starting to like
it'll talk be that about date it? Next year.
Yeah. So y'all are starting
later,
to talk about that and like,
later
yeah.
next year. We're just still working on the where.
I cannot tell you how many emails I've gotten from people like about wedding stuff already. Just random.
Really?
I'm just kind of stashing them for a minute because I think they think that you're like planning it like right now, you know?
Well, given my history, that would
exactly.
be a very
just
wise observation.
Yes.
But no, we're going to wait until next, like later next year. Yeah.
there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
House sold. We're going to be in a rental for the month of July and August. And then right like a few miles down the road from you. It's going to be fun.
Friday working summers at the pool.
Yeah. Booking a movie, which I'm so excited about. It is the coolest script ever. It's so fun. I'm going to be riding horses and can't tell you where, Arizona. Like, it's going to be.
I wish I could come out there. I'd love it when you do movies.
You wouldn't be able to find it.
Exactly. I'm not coming to the middle of nowhere. Like, Arizona, sorry.
Middle of nowhere.
I wish I could.
It's going to be so fun.
The first hot week. As heck.
Yep. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
But God, this is like where I get like pitted in my stomach.
pitted.
I know I'm the worst with analogies. There is also something else that I have to tell you guys. So how many people you think, like, because did you see when I teased out like we have another announcement coming? What did they say? They said
it was like half and half with book and being pregnant.
So, there is going to be another wind down baby.
Ah! I can't. This makes me so nervous.
It's
so
exciting. I can breathe.
Look at that bump. I love it.
It's bumping. So yeah, I am pregnant.
About how pregnant?
When this airs, 15 weeks.
Wow.
Which I would have liked to have kept a little bit. I would have liked to have, not shared as early. I know they say like it's okay to share when you're 12 or whatever, but 15, it's been really hard to hide.
Yeah.
this pregnancy, obviously third baby, I mean, at 12 weeks, I was like, oh, I got a bump.
Oh, people have definitely been picking up on it.
Yeah. And they're like, obviously, I mean, there's, you know, the people that's online or whatever, some things that you've sent me to and they've sent me as well. They're like, are you pregnant? Like, you haven't shown, like, you're wearing a sweater and it's 80 degrees out. Yeah. You're wearing really flowy dresses. You usually show your body off.
Where are the workout in the mirror selfies?
I know. I was like, well, that shot me in the damn foot, those workout mirror selfies.
Yep.
Because the other day, I was like, I tried to, with the book announcement coming, I'm like, I got to post a photo that doesn't show a bump. Mm-hmm. So to maybe, like, get them off the, like, pregnancy idea, right?
Right.
But then someone's like, oh, you're totally pregnant. You never take a picture with your, like, workout t-shirt on. I was like, shit.
It's always a sports bra.
It's always a sports bra. So I was just like, all right, Catherine, we got to, like.
These people know you. That's all I know.
Well, and it's funny, too, because I'm, like, trying to, like, film things. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay, the bump. So I'm, like, you know, putting my phone higher. And so, and I've also been so sick, too. So I've been, like, puking. So the from 5 weeks to, like, 12, I'm still puking a little bit, but I was just miserable on my stories and I was super, like, absent and gone on my stories. So yeah, that's why I'm like,
are you feeling better now?
So I puked the other day.
Mm.
Yeah. But I only puke like once a day now, like in the mornings.
Oh,
so that's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a shock. It was a shock. I didn't think I could get pregnant.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't.
I told people, like, when I dated people, that I wouldn't have a baby.
I know. I feel like we had this conversation so many times. Would you have a baby with? And you're like, no. And I was like, yeah, you will.
Oh, I know. You were the right person. Because I was like, you're like, would you? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you did?
I knew.
Why?
Like, knew. I don't know. I just feel like when... I think in general, and not just necessarily you, I think a lot of women, once they've gotten divorced and they find someone else they love, they want to have a child with that person. And also, like, a lot of your pregnancies and births and stuff were a little tainted. So I feel like you kind of wanted to do over a little bit, whether you knew it or not.
Right.
And not in a bad way. I don't mean that in, like, a negative way.
No, but they were.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, know. I mean... If you read the first book, Good Fight or whatever, it was like, you know, I found out something and then I found out, I was like, oh, like, mm-hmm. nothing was enjoyable. Like,
yeah.
When I was pregnant with Jola, he was, you know, and so it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, everything was.
Yeah. So you deserve to have a happy pregnancy.
That would be, yeah.
Minus the puking.
Yeah. But no, I didn't think, I mean, with all the miscarriages and then, so when he had asked me, he's like, would you want to have another baby, he's the first person that I was like, with you, yeah, I would. Mm. But, and then I remember, you know, being upset, going like, I just don't think I could. Like, and I don't, I'm like, if you really want one, I might not be like your girl. Because I don't know if I can physically carry a baby again. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so he's like, no, he's like, I don't, he's like, I've got, you know, my son and then my stepdaughter. He's like, but you know, it's like, it would be so beautiful to have something together. And I'm like, I agree with you. I would love that. But if it's something like, again, like you really wanting it, like, I don't think I'm like, I don't want you to be like, oh, well, I should have been with someone else or whatever. Cause I, like, as a woman that has had like a bunch of miscarriages, I feel broken. You don't feel like, in a way, it's weird to say this, but like, yes, I know I'm a woman, but like when you miscarry that many times, you're like, am I? I can't even carry a baby.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to relive that again, feeling that way. That was awful. So like when we had talked about it, because we had a pretty like in-depth conversation about it in the new year. Because I'm like, look, I'm going to be 40 in December. And, you know, I don't know if I don't know if I could possibly go through another miscarriage emotionally if I could handle that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I want to because of that reason. And then the other side of it was we could surrogate and we could do IVF because, right, I did IVF with the two kids. Obviously, I lost those ones but then got pregnant naturally from, I think, being on the IVF medicine. But I said we could do IVF and surrogate it. But then it's like, I miss out, like what you said, mm-hmm. on like having that, like enjoying that pregnancy with someone that I know is being faithful and like loves me and like mm-hmm. going, like experiencing that. And to have that like moment that I've always like the way that it should have always been.
Yeah.
So I fought with myself. I'm like that. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so this is the, well, the wildest thing is I kind of, as a woman, I'm like counting. I'm like, all right. I also know I don't want to be like in my 40s personally trying. I'm like, I have two beautiful, healthy children. Like I don't need to have another one. Sure. I would love to have something that we created together. That would be so beautiful, so silver lining. So like the glue to the, you know, the blended family. Like I would love that. But I also like, you know, I kind of want to, when I'm in my 40s, like I want to travel and enjoy. And like my kids are getting older and like it's getting easier. So I go, if we try this month, it'll be before my 40th birthday. And then maybe it's just a God thing. And then after that, let's just see. But in my mind, I'm like, it's a one and done.
Oh, really?
In my mind, that's what
like
it was.
Try 1 month.
Try 1 month and just be like, hands up.
Ah.
If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. If not, I don't want to do the trying and the losing and the like,
stressful.
The sure. aid. I'm just like, I don't, you know, if it's a meant to be, it's going to happen.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here we are.
Guess it was meant to be.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
So yeah, I was shocked, but it was also like freaky because I bled so bad. Mm. So I was like, I mean, like gushing blood. And I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm miscarrying. Mm. Here we go. Like, and I'm bawling my eyes out and he's seeing, you know, it was like, I couldn't make it to the toilet. So he's like seeing, I was just like, I'm bawling. I'm like, I told you, like, I couldn't do this. Like, and it was awful. And so I call my doctor and we, you know, rush to the doctor's office and they're like, baby's still there, but you got a big hemorrhage. So she's like, and then I was freaking out. And then, so then every like 2 days for like 4 weeks, we went back because I kept bleeding. And it's so not natural for like,
oh no,
it doesn't, it's not nice to like look down. And so that's like the worst nightmare when you've like miscarried before or, and pregnant. So we went, we went every time and showed up and the baby was still fine. And then we have another checkup right before the movie. But yeah, I mean, the baby had to get bigger than the hemorrhage. And the doctor was kind of like, it's 50-50. You'll miscarry, you won't, or you won't. And like what he heard is, it's fine.
Yes.
So like we're driving home and I'm bawling my eyes out thinking, I'm going to miscarry.
Right.
And he's like, you're going to be fine. I go, that's not what she said. She said it's 50-50. I miscarry or I'm going to lose it. And then at that point, I was like, I wanted it so, like, I was yeah. like, because then I was just, so it, I saw the little gummy aww. Baby, you know, and I was just like, and, oh, so yeah. But then, you know, she's like, let's just keep monitoring and make sure. She's like, once it gets bigger than the hemorrhage, you should be good. And then we'll talk about the third trimester later. You know what I mean? So she's like, let's just get in there. Yeah. And then it got bigger than I took the progesterone and, you know, protected the lining as much as I could. And yeah, so now it's smaller. The hemorrhage is smaller than the baby. So
I love his positive.
I know he's so positive.
Like
but
he literally heard only the positive.
It's fine. I'm like, she didn't say it's fine. She said 50-50. And I've like, you haven't like been through this piece of, yeah. you know, so like we weren't like fighting, but you know what I mean? It was just like a very like,
yeah.
he was so sweet to be in the positive stance when I'm just like, it's going to go. Yeah. It's going to go away.
You needed that.
I
know
did.
That was probably hard, like in a sense, like you did not hear what she said.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like if y'all were both like, oh, my God, we're going to lose this baby. Like, yeah. that wouldn't have been good for anybody.
No. And he has been like, I cannot tell you how incredible this man is. Like I have not been able to. Now I am like in the last like week. But like when I'm talking, I haven't done a thing. Around the house. And for like 5 straight weeks, I laid in bed.
Yeah.
While he cooked and cleaned, did laundry. Like, I mean, all of it. Like, would, you know, take Jace to school. Mm-hmm. Like, he would do drop-offs to, you know, him and Mike would coordinate with like soccer and like drop-offs there. Because I'm like, I was so sick.
Yeah.
I mean, anything I wanted food wise. I mean, what, you know, the sweetest thing happened. Oh my God, I wanted to kill him, but it was so sweet. So he's like, it's been so hard for him to see me like just eat like bagels and cream cheese. So like one night, and this is when I was like still really sick and nauseous, he made me salmon. And I was like, don't you ever make me salmon.
Well, that sounds
like,
awful.
It was disgusting.
Oh, you're pregnant.
I was just like, please remove this from my sight immediately. I was so, like,
so sweet.
He's like, you
no.
need protein. And I was like, get it away.
I need carbs.
So like when we went to the doctor's like that next week, he's like, is it the baby okay that it's only getting cream cheese and bagels? And like Dr. Norman, you know, is obviously like, you know, right now it's fine. Like yeah. she will eat more food. And I was like, thank you. So thank the salmon you. He tried to place in front of me.
The smell alone. Oh man.
But it was just like, he's been so incredible. Like it's been just like so sweet. And the kids, like how we told the kids, like, well, actually, you know, I'm going to save that and we'll tell it in another episode. But they are so excited. Every day, Jolie's like, hi, baby. Aww. And like, you know, it's just like always like up on, like, I mean, every day, like she's just already like so excited. Jace is too. Like he'll say like the first thing he said was, can you open it?
Can you open it? I love it.
But the way we told, well, the way I told Jolie and then was just really, really, really special. And it was really cool because she has, every time Alan and I kiss, she's like, you're getting married and having a baby. Aww. And I'm like, would you want that, babe? Like, is that something, would you really want like a little brother, a little sister? And she was just like, yeah, like, you know, I want to be a big sister. I was like, well, you are already like to Jace, like, but yeah. like mommy, like a baby and like in her belly, like, is that really what you want? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Little do you know.
Pray about it. you never know. Aww. So yeah, it was really sweet. So we're really excited. And yeah, now I don't have to hide it anymore. So.
Oh my gosh.
Wind down. We're having another baby.
Oh, there's so many babies. I gotta stay
close with Kristen too, you know?
It's like, I know.
All of our kids are so close in age. So.
Oh, I'm done.
But I just, yes, the belly. I don't, you know what? You guys are always giving me a hard time about my boobs being out. And now you're going to give me a hard time because my belly is going to be out and I'm going to show it off like Rihanna.
You should.
Because it's my belly. Last fucking time. Right? I can guarantee you that.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
No more hiding.
No. Mm-mm. But yeah, I'm just, I know how grateful, and I know KB said this a lot too when we used to go on wind down. Like I'm very aware how grateful that I am that I'm able to carry and I pray that this baby stays healthy. And I again, I'm very aware that like there's many women out there trying and it doesn't make sense when some things happen and some things don't. But I just want to acknowledge that I know it's like tough for other women that go through that want a baby and that are struggling. So I don't want to take that away from anybody. So
sure. Yeah. Well, I'm really, really excited.
You're about to be another auntie.
I know. I can tell the baby.
I know the gender, but we'll keep that one too. You know, I got to keep you guys cliffhanging. So until next week.
We have to tell that one when KB's back.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Anything else?
Anything else? I don't know. Do we have any more announcements? anything
I don't
else?
Think I can handle.
I don't think I can either.
Well, that's what I'll say this. And we can touch more on this like in another episode is on my last therapy appointment I had. I just was like crying and she was crying. And she's like, you've just because I've been with her for 3-4 years now or no longer than that, 4 years. And she's just like, I'm so happy that you get to experience happiness and joy. And I go, and you know, just like, just crying. And I go, it's really weird, Amy. I was like, I'm kind of waiting. I'm like, am I dying of something? It can't be all good. Like there has to be a reason. I'm like, cause I just feel like I've been so blessed with Alan and my family and how things are with my ex and I and the book and the movie. And I was like, I have so many blessings right now in my life that I'm like, I must have terminal cancer. Mm. Like there must be something that's like this isn't like
you don't know how to just,
I don't know how to like receive because so now my whole thing like is now she's like, I need you to like just sit in gratefulness and receive. She's like, cause you're so used to like finding something or something coming up or trauma where you're just like, you can't stay on like steady ground. She's like, you're not used to like receiving goodness. I'm like, nope.
Yep.
So that's what we're working on right now.
I wonder what it's going to be like.
I know.
For everything to just be great.
And I tell you what, I use that. So
yeah,
Maria,
I do too.
And everything that I've said has now come to fruition.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's going to be like when I don't miscarry. I wonder what it's going to be like when I book that movie. I wonder what it's going to be like when my house sells. Boom.
Yeah. It's totally can change your outlook.
Has completely changed. And I wonder if I wonder if everything will just be okay.
Everything's fine.
What? Everything's fine. Weird. But I love you guys. We're having a baby.
We're having a baby.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.